Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Constantly amazed by people who fall into this, these things they think they're doing on the internet. You get all kinds of messages. You know, it used to be the thing was the emails from, you know, the South African lottery. That all you got to do is give us your ATM card number and we'll
transfer it over.
And your social security number and we'll transfer the money to you. So this guy thinks that he's talking to Miranda Lambert on the internet. They think they have a relationship.
Even though he openly says he's talked to a few different Miranda Lamberts,
yeah,
and he knows he's being catfished, he still loves her so much. He right. He explained it.
He was on Dr. Phil. Here, let's start with this.
I didn't ever realize that I would fall in love with Miranda Lambert. Then it became more of, hey, babe, can you help me out? She wanted help with getting a briefcase out of some storage place and the company was closing up. She wanted $2,000 from me. In total, the money that I gave out is probably over $16,000.
What?
You know what? This almost sounds staged. This is almost sound like Dr. Phil got this guy and hired him and made this up. It's so crazy.
But you hear it all the time, though.
More
often you hear, there was a woman we talked, I think she thought she was talking to Bruce Springsteen or something and was sending a bunch of money. I'm like, the first indication that you're not talking to the person who's rich and famous is if they're asking you for like $150.
Right. Thomas Redd is not going to give you a mess, send a message to you and ask for a couple of $100 to fix the bus so he can make it to the next tour stop.
Have you ever had that though? So this was just happened a few months ago. We were at a live broadcast with the station somewhere and this guy starts talking to me and he's like, he asked me if I knew Bobby Bones. And I was like, no, I'm not on that station. Bobby Bones lives in Nashville. He's not even here. He goes, oh, my sister-in-law thinks she's talking to him. And I was like,
that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
I don't know. Cause I'm like, well, what is happening? And he said that she has his Instagram and she has messages. And I'm like, well, if it's his legitimate Instagram, maybe he's really responding back to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, no. And then like they exchange numbers.
Ooh.
And I think they FaceTime, but didn't see each other.
Oh,
so
that's
it's like,
good.
Like just
audio.
Just audio FaceTime, yeah. And I'm like, does she doesn't have questions? He's like, no, she thinks she's seriously dating him.
Yeah.
And he goes, if you saw my sister-in-law, he wouldn't be going after her. Which I was like, okay,
oh.
I don't know what else to add to this conversation. But when you hear these stories, you're like, there's no way people really think it. And then you find out it's people that you know who think this is happening.
Hmm.
It's like the people who fall for all those other dating scams where a guy in Nigeria says, hey, I've got a great line on a great business opportunity, but I need $2,000 to make
real,
it
though.
Happen.
That's real.
And then I'll fly you over here and we'll get together. We're going to live happily ever after. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And it goes down. I mean, there's an entire show based on catfishing people. There was a movie about it. It is wild. Have you ever been catfished?
Yeah. Has anybody ever done it to you? Anything ever happened?
Have you ever done it to somebody?
Yeah. Like that.
That's what I want to hear.
I want to hear that too. So we got to wrap up here on this guy here. This guy was Miranda Lambert lover.
So he, on drop two, he is trying to get Miranda Lambert over for dinner.
Oh, well,
when he's married, right? And so this is them talking about what's going to happen at dinner with his wife and stuff.
Awesome.
He was inviting her over for dinner. And it's like, to our house? I'm your wife. What am I supposed to sit back and watch you two have dinner? But it's not going to happen because she's not real.
So what was your thinking? That she was going to come over for dinner? Was you going to have Shirley cook for the two of you?
No, I was doing the cooking.
And what was she going to do while you two sat down and had dinner?
I don't know. She said she was going to go in the other room and watch TV. But
that's what you did. Have you ever been catfished? Anything like this ever happened to you?
Yes, you were just talking about the Miranda Lambert thing. Well, I got the same kind of message in email from somebody saying he was Kane Brown.
Oh, yeah, Kane Brown. Yeah, I'm sure he's reaching out to you.
What did the message say? Did it come from a Kane Brown, account?
That's what it says. It says Kane Brown account, because he sent me a message on Instagram first saying it was his private, like his private account on Instagram.
Ah, good.
Which is the thing. I know that's the thing, because like Jimmy Allen has a public account and then a private account for his like people that he actually knows, friends and family. What did you get the message up? What does it say?
The first one says, because it started on September 8th when I messaged him, he says, "How are you doing? Thank you for being a fan and liking my page, and God bless you. I would like to know more about you. God has a reason for all purpose. That's why I gave you my private email. I don't share my email with anyone. Kisses and hugs for you. Once again, thanks for being a fan." And then the second one says from him, "Thanks for getting back to me. Here is what I want to share with you. I got in touch by the private company where I had my briefcase kept for a while, which contains the sum of $750,000 and some valuable documents that belongs to me. They are shutting down my September 30H, and what's it has been giving me some problems since I have been very busy with my shows and concert here in..."
What's your name?
Nicole Beswick. And by the way, he spelled United wrong. He spelled it UINTED, United States. I won't have much time to take care of these responsibilities.
Nicole,
yes.
Are you responding back to him? You didn't give him any money, right?
No.
Okay, good. That's all.
At the end, I said, "No, sorry, I can not do that for you. Good luck to you, though."
Yeah. What a wild story. I blocked that account. And thank God you're smart enough to not fall for it. Some people aren't, though. Nicole, thank you for sharing your story.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks. Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
Stop falling for this stuff, people. Stop falling. We had another call that we lost because of this stupid, I don't know what's going on with this device we used to record on. They've had some issues. But she had called and said she had received a message from somebody who said it was from Duke Power and it was on the way to cut the power off. And you need to pay your bill immediately to keep me from coming and cutting off your power. And you can go to CVS and pay it. Your power bill is $500. Now, a lot of places, a lot of utilities offer locations where you may pay your bill.
Sure.
And CVS happens to be one of those. They have a kiosk there where you can go in and pay your bill. So, you know, unfortunately, she believed them.
And lost $500.
Went there and put her PIN numbers in and everything and... $500, and she lost it. The guy got her for $500.
Which you should always take the extra precaution. Stop thinking that people have your best interest at heart.
Yeah.
Even so, I had done some like a credit thing I took out a personal loan to pay my debt off, and I just pay them monthly or whatever. So I had submitted this thing online. They called me the following day. And they're like, "Okay, we just, you know, we're calling you from so-and-so," which is the place that I had went to, the you know, online banking thing I had went to get it done. And I go, "This, you know," they start asking me for my social security number. I go, "No, I'm going to call you back. Your phone's breaking up." And it wasn't. But then I went online, got the number and called them back. And just to confirm that it's real, I'm not going to start taking calls from just a random number. It didn't come up. It's just an 800 number.
I've gotten any more to where if I get a call from anybody, I just say, "How do I know you're legit? Just how do I know?"
Well, I told you my name and company.
Right. So, yes, people, be so careful. Be careful. Like she says, take the extra precaution, the extra step.
Yeah.
And go, "Okay, if I'm going to call the power company myself and I'm going to find out whether that's true or not. If it is, I'm happy to pay my bill, but I'm not just going to take your word for it because you sent me a message."
When I get letters in the mail from the IRS, just throw them away.
Well, you do, but you see people getting scammed, and it's infuriating because you're like, you got to think, man. Like, think of the next possible step, how this is going to play out. Somebody's calling you. You've gotten them, you know, your social security number is being held. You have to call and pay $250. Like, this doesn't happen. It's not a real thing.
I had the other day, somebody said they're going to activate my warrant.
There you go. Chase is going to jail.
I am. I didn't know you could activate them. But
talking about getting catfish, getting scammed on the internet. Ever happened to you? 680-WOLF.
Hey, good morning. I was calling. I was listening to Nicole and her story about the catfish.
Yes.
That's happened to me twice. I had the exact same messages sent to me from someone using one of Sammy Kershaw's accounts, number one. And the second one just happened recently, and it was from one of Trace Atkins' accounts. And whoever it was at Catfish went so far as to actually send a phone number. wanted me to call them back.
Did you call it?
Oh, no.
Did the account, what's your name?
Courtney,
did the account have like a blue check mark? Because on Instagram or Twitter, they're verified accounts. Did it come from a verified account?
Oh, yeah.
It did?
This was off of their verified Facebook account.
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
Yeah. And actually, the one from Sammy Kershaw, it happened about a year and a half ago. It was right after his one of his shows at the Myrtle Beach rally.
Wow, interesting. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, later. Bye-bye.
Courtney missed a shot at being the queen of his double wide trailer.
I know.
806, did it ever happen to you? I guess it's happened to a lot of people. Getting a lot of calls. AJ and JB now.
The sun is hot and that.
It's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
God, I hate that part.
I just ran out of stuff to say. 809, that's 810. 810 now. It's going to be hot today, about 95 degrees. You know, I've never understood, and I'm very surprised the number of calls we've gotten about people who have been scammed. And how about that thing about the girl who got one from a blue checkmarked account?
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah.
I mean, from a supposedly verified account.
Because you can have multiple, like, that Kane Brown. It'll be whatever. If his is just Kane Brown and blue, like his actual account. They can put Kane Brown _.
Yeah.
You know, and your name can be the same. The handle won't be the same, but the user, like the name could be the same.
Now, if you get a request from one of us, we actually are asking for money. Yeah, just throw that out there. It's not fake.
We do need to get briefcases out of Hawk.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to my foot page, my foot fetish page.
It's all there for you.
Up and running.
We are a full service show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.